A reading from Revelation. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not. I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." The words of the Holy One, the true one, who has the key of David, who opens and no one shuts, who shuts and no one opens. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and no one can close. You close and no one can open. Come and rescue the prisoners who are in darkness and the shadow of death. An open door and a closed one, and he holds the keys to both. We sing a bit of it at Christmastide. He is the key and he the door to blessed paradise. The angel bars the way no more. To God our praises rise. To God our praises rise. He's the key to paradise and its door. But what is paradise? Too often, we're thinking of what follows when we die, you know. You die and you go to heaven to be with Jesus. That's to miss out on the astonishing joy of what he brings. For paradise isn't just where you go when you die. Paradise is where you live when you step through the open door that he has set before you, a door that he has opened and that cannot be shut. You know where that door leads? It leads right into the Father's heart. Jesus is the key that opens the door of the Father's heart, and then you realize that you have been loved with a love that is eternal, divine, unutterable, unimaginable. You, Almighty Father, in your Son, you loved me when not yet begun was this old earth's foundation. Through Jesus, you find that the Father has loved you, loves you still, will never cease loving you. It is, after all, a door that no one can shut. And when you know and taste that, then you see that paradise is not merely what comes after death. Paradise is living, even in this world, as a child of the Heavenly Father who loves you. What a difference it makes. It's the difference between the way folk normally live in this world and the way Jesus lived. He is the beloved Son. Get this. He didn't come into the flesh to create a space in the Father's heart to love you. He eternally is that space. It's the Father's love that sent him into the flesh and to the cross. The cross, because there's another door. a door that is shut and that no one could open. You know what he stuffed behind that door? Take a gander. All your sins and all mine and all the world's, he compressed and compacted them together and shoved them into that closet and shut that door, and no one can open it. That is his cross, the huge manifestation of his love for you. His blood locks them away. Shut, sealed, locked. So put down the picks and stop trying to open the door and get them back. They are gone. And it is a gift of his grace. So heaven that Jesus opens to you by revealing his Father's love, by locking away all your sins, that's not just in the future, it's here and now, and you get to taste it already. We kind of sort of get this when we think about the sacraments, but we tend to leave it in the third article instead of the great joy of seeing it even in the first. She reached out her hand. She touched the hem of his garment. Not Jesus, just the clothing he was wearing. And he, who is the open door and key to the heart of the Father, who came to lock away her sin and death and hell, love incarnate, came flooding right at her, and her bleeding stopped. And she knew she was healed. But she only touched the garment. The garment that he was wearing. God comes in the flesh to touch his creation so that his creation can become what he intended it to be, but what it never could be without him coming in the flesh. The very touch of the love of Emmanuel, of the God who is with you. Heaven, not far away. Paradise, not just when you die. The kingdom, here and now, present for you, because God's open heart became present for you in this world, in the stuff of this world. Oh, people loved by God, this creation, it is the front porch of your Father's house. And the door is open, and the smell of the feast being prepared is wafting out. And you can hang out till Jesus walks out on the porch and says, "Come, all things are ready." And then you gather with him to the feast your Father prepared for you before the ages began. O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open, and no one can close. You close, and no one can open. Come and rescue the prisoners who are in darkness and the shadow of death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.